Welcome to the Inner Ear Yoga and today's yoga retreat. My name is Deborah Tudor, and this is a 10-minute morning yoga practice. It's time to energize and wake up the body. Start in a comfortable cross-legged position, and if you need to, grab a pillow, a blanket, or a block and slide it under to support you, your knees, or your buttocks. Relax your shoulders as you take a deep breath. Pull them up and back and away from your ears. Begin to breathe in and out through the nose so that in each time that you inhale, you feel the crown of your head rise. And as you inhale, again, feel those shoulders release down from your ears. Release. Ah, let go of tension. Relax. One more deep breath in through the nose and exhale through the nose. Let's find a little more movement with the body. All right, let's start to move and spice up that spine. So inhale, lift your chest and reach up and out with your fingertips. Cross your arms, give yourself a hug, and then open your arms out to either side. Again, inhale, reach up, cross your arms, lift your chin, stretch out your throat, and give yourself a hug. Hands go out to either side. And inhale, lift and open. Exhale, cross round the back and bring the hands to your shoulders, out to the sides. Let the hands float down gently to the sides. All right, get ready to move a little bit more by flipping over so that your hands and knees are on the mat. Put your hands underneath your shoulders and curl your toes under as you begin to straighten the legs. Lift the hips up and move into downward facing dog. Okay, now you just woke up, so keep it easy. You want to start by just rocking your body right to left, moving your hips, bending your knees, and gently pedaling your feet. Go ahead, straighten your legs, and then press your heels to the floor. Relax your neck. Take a deep breath in through the nose. Exhale, heels press to the earth. Hands press deeply into the earth. Find a little stretch here. Oh, start to shift your weight forward, forward, so your shoulders are over your wrist. Gaze slightly forward and then bend your knees. Let your knees come down to the mat and then roll down across your belly, your chest. And go ahead and bend your elbows. Keep your hands flat. Slide your hands back beside your ribs and look forward. Breathe in and press up a little bit into a high cobra. If that feels good to your spine, enjoy. And then from here, begin to stretch your hips back towards your heels into child's pose, getting a nice stretch from the hands to the hips, stretch through the underarms. And then we're going to move forward a little bit and rock up to downward facing dog. Drop your hips back a little closer, a little further back, and bring your head between your arms. Feel that stretch through your back, through your hips, through your hamstrings, and then start to rise up and walk your feet towards your hands. Walk your hands up towards your hands, bending your knees as much as you need to. And then once you get your feet up close to your hands, make your weight into your feet so that you can release your hands, and then gently rock your body side to side. Rest in the middle, bend your knees a little more, and start to rise up to standing. So stand here, reach your feet down into the earth, lengthen your spine, and we're going to begin an overhead reach with our hands in sun salutation. So sweep the arms up overhead, and then bend the elbows, and bring your palms together gently down across in front of your heart, and then hinge at the hip, bend down, and touch the floor. Stay here for a moment, and bend the knees, and sweep the arms up as you come up, and return to that overhead reach with the arms. Lengthen the body, lifting the heart, and then dive forward, arms out to the side as you grow long through the spine, hands to the shins, and then come up halfway. Oh, pedal the feet, bending alternate knee, and then reach down for the feet, bend the knees, and sweep the arms out and overhead again. Bend the elbows and bring the hands down to the heart. Rest here and breathe deeply in through the nose, out through the nose. All right, let's do one more half sun salutation. Sweep the arms up, lift your chest, and then swan dive. Dive down, hinging at the hips. Touch down to the earth. Look through your knees. Press into the feet. And then inhale as your arms go out and up. As you rise up, hands come back to the heart. All right, so let's reposition ourselves and get ready to move a little bit more. Turn sideways on your mat so that your feet are wide and you're opening your arms. You want your arms in line with your legs. All right, turn one of your toes towards the front of your mat. And the other foot just sort of kicks back a little bit, so it's at an angle. Bend the front knee. Keep the back leg straight. Make sure your arms are in line with your shoulders. Inhale. Pull up through your spine. Exhale. Sink a little deeper into your warrior two. Go as deep as it feels great. You want to draw the belly in. Pull your energy down. Actively reach through your arms. They're an extension of your heart, so you want to spread it wide. Take another inhale in and spread it wide. Breathe in fully, and then as you exhale, lower your front forearm to your thigh and swing that back arm up and overhead so you have a nice long stretch from the overhead wrist down through the armpit, the side ribs, and down through the outside of your grounded straight back leg. Then inhale, let your arm make its way back to your standard warrior two with arms parallel to the floor. Reach in each direction and then relax. Shake your shoulders, shake your arms, take a few steps, and then get ready to do the other side. Arms wide, feet wide in line with your arms and feet. Bend your front knee. Straighten the back leg. Working those hips and quads. Sink down deep into it. Hold as you reach right and left. Draw the belly in. Tailbone down. And if it feels good, gaze across your front fingertips. Press down across the outer edge of your back foot. Press down in your shoulders, stretch across the upper chest, pull the belly button in and up. Then bend that front elbow, rest it on your thigh, and draw that back arm up and over, opening up the ribs to the sky. Take a deep breath. Exhale, one more breath. Inhale, slowly let that arm make your way back to arms parallel to the earth. Reaching in both directions and relax your arms. Shake out your shoulders. Take a few steps. Pedal, bend your knees. Now bring your feet a little closer together and place your hands on your lower back, fingertips pressing, pointing down to the earth, and lift your chest. Lean back, stretching. Push your elbows back and come to standing. Relax. All right, widen the feet again. This time, take your hands to your thighs and begin to hinge at the hip and bend over until your hands touch the floor between your feet. Toes and fingers pointed in the same direction. Stay with your breath. As you inhale, keep your hands on the ground, but lift your head up and look forward. As you exhale, draw your chin down, look through the legs. Exhale, pull your belly in. This time as you inhale, look up and begin to stand up, reach up, and return to your mountain pose. Press through your feet, inhale, sweep the arms high overhead, press the palms together, and slowly draw the hands to your heart center. Take another breath, Maybe close your eyes for a few seconds in gratitude. Thank yourself for showing up on your mat, for energizing your body this morning. Make a commitment to yourself to do this simple 10-minute AM wake-up yoga practice. You will have a tremendous benefit in your life from just this practice done every morning as a habit. So throughout our course, we're going to learn little practices done throughout the day regularly that become habits and daily routines. As you weave these daily good habits into your life, you're going to build the strong fabric of a resilient immune system, both mentally, spiritually, and physically. My name is Deborah Tudor. I am so glad to be of value in your life. I hope you will continue to show up and incorporate this course, which I know will give you great benefit, into your life. I want to thank you for visiting my website, for joining the private groups that I've set up for you, for purchasing the products that support this this offering. If you've purchased this course, I want to thank you for your purchase. I hope you've got more than your money's worth. I know that money is something that is here today, gone tomorrow, but your time and your investment is priceless and timeless, and it is actually a reflection of your life. So if you've spent some of your life and your time with me learning these practices, I just want to pray that you will be rewarded greatly for your efforts and your practice here today. Have a wonderful, beautiful life. Namaste.